T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back. Beamer in for Bowerly. Rest of the week here on News Radio 930 WBEN as Tom rests up the voice so he can be back and communicate fully with without the strained voice. So as Tom recovers, you are stuck with me the rest of the week. Mike Siegel was in the last few days, and like I said, I thought he did a great job, but he doesn't need me to tell him that. The guy is a professional. He doesn't need this amateur telling him that he did a good job. Mike knows it. I wanted to say before we get into our topic, BMAZ, who I'll be on with tomorrow and Friday, by the way. So you'll get a double dose of Beamer. I know that's bad news for a lot of you. You'll get a double dose of Beamer Thursday, Friday. I'll be in with Maz for BMAZ and Beamer, and then I'll also be in for Bowerly. So 5 hours of Beamer, 5 hours of BMAZ the next 2 days. He was talking about the roads to avoid in Western New York. And the Buffalo News did a story that the Boulevard was the most deadliest road in Western New York. And, you know, I agree with him. Excuse me, sorry. I agree with him. I avoid the Boulevard as much as I can. You know, I am not one. If I have to get to the Tops, Wegmans, Kohl's area of the Boulevard, I will take Sweet Home down and then take North French / Robinson, East Robinson, to the Boulevard. I try to avoid taking the actual Boulevard as much as I can. But it's got me thinking. It's got me thinking, and I know I teased a different subject, and we'll get to that. But it's got me thinking about the way you drive, the way people drive locally. Because I've always been obsessed with this, you know. For me, yes, I avoid the Boulevard, but when it comes to highways, there's nothing I'll avoid. I'll take the Skyway if it's the fastest. I'll take the 33 if it's the fastest. I'll take the 90, the 190, the 290, the 990, which goes nowhere, but it's always nice to drive on because it's 65 miles an hour. But you notice when you get in a car with someone, right? Maybe it's the first time you've driven with them, and let's not comment on their driving skills, but you might notice they take a weird way to where they're going. You know, they might avoid a road. Anytime I get in with a car, usually I want to drive. I guess it's just the controlling personality I have, but, you know, only in the way of driving. I don't want to be the one that's giving directions, and as Katie would tell you, I'm awful at giving directions. So maybe it's just better if I'm the one driving. But I like to be the one driving. So it's rare that I'm in a car with someone else driving. But I'm always fascinated with why they take certain roads, why they take certain routes to where they go. And I want to know, maybe it's not anything more than just you don't like going on the thruway. So you only take, you know, Sheridan, Main Street, the Boulevard, because you don't feel safe on the 290, the 190. Maybe you avoid bridges. My father, whose birthday it is today, happy birthday, Dad, he's not a fan of driving on bridges. So he takes routes that will avoid getting on bridges. So I want to know, maybe it's not a specific road, but is there a type of roadway that you avoid and why? For me, there's not much types of road. I'll drive on anything. Like I said, locally, I don't like to drive on the boulevard. I think it's always a mess. You know where else I don't like to drive? Transit Road in front of Walmart and Premier, where the Applebee's used to be. That stretch of Transit Road, it seems they're always working on that intersection. Seems they're always working on Maple and Transit. I don't know if it's always, there's always something going on. If it's not the road, they're building that that Starbucks. There's always something going on there. And from Maple to Worley, yes, I'll say Maple to Worley is an awful stretch of Transit Road. I hate taking it. The problem is, it's almost impossible to avoid. What's another quick way to get to any place on that part of Transit? It's not there. Believe me, I've tried. What are you going to do? Take Worley to Young's and then to Sheridan? Well, then you're right in it. You're right back in it. There is no way to avoid. If you're trying to get to Walmart, if you're trying to get to Premier, to Chipotle, to Delta Sonic, there is no way to avoid getting in that stretch of transit. And let me tell you, that upsets me like you'll never know. I'm always tried to pride myself on getting places quicker, right? Like when I'm at work, when I'm on my actual shift in the morning, there are times after BMAZ and Beamer, before I do my after show stuff, I like to go get lunch. Yes, when you get up at 4:30, lunch can be at 10:30. I like to get lunch at Wegmans. Now, I'm not going to get on Maple and shoot down to Alberta. I'm going to go down Sweet Home, get on that street at the light, which I don't know the name of, which dumps you right out onto, not Alberta, I'm sorry, onto Bailey, and then you swoop right into the parking lot. It's quick. It's a quick way. When a situation like transit between Maple and Worley pops up where there is no around to get anywhere there, it's absolutely frustrating. So I want to know that situation for you. So that's two questions. What kind of roadway do you avoid? And this doesn't have to be anything specific. You can say, I don't like to drive highways out of state. Okay, tell me that. Tell me why you avoid certain roadways, certain 803-0930. Also, locally, what do you avoid and what can you not stand? What can you not stand? Like for me, there's two. The entire Niagara Falls Boulevard. I mean, when we're talking the boulevard, we're mostly talking the part after Sheridan up. But it's really any part of the boulevard is always a mess. And then you've got Transit Road between Maple and Worley. Now, I have to say, as someone who lived in the South Towns for 2 years, I enjoyed most of my driving experiences in the South Towns. Let's not include Bills games. That's not fair. But I think it's so much easier to get around the South Towns than it is the city or the North Towns. You've got wide open roads. You've got speed limits that make sense. There's usually not a big traffic jam at any point of the day. You've got multiple ways to get places. I do miss living in the South Towns for that reason. If I knew I needed to get somewhere, I knew I wasn't going to get stuck on transit. Like yesterday, driving to Kohl's to make a return, and I'm maybe 10 minutes from Kohl's. It took me 25 because of that stretch of transit. And I just don't understand it. And it's any time of day. It's not just during the workday. Go on transit at 7 o'clock tonight on that stretch. It'll be just as much of a pain in the you-know-what. But I want to know your reasons for avoiding certain roadways here in Western New York and avoiding highways. Are you one of these people that you don't get on the thruway? You don't go on the 90? You just don't like that kind of traffic at that speed on the 90? 803-0930, star 930. Are you the kind of person that doesn't take U-turns? Because that upsets me. But are you someone that won't take a U-turn? You will literally take the turn, go down the street, go into a parking lot, and whip your car around instead of taking the U-turn on the street. 803-0930. 0930, star 930. And what do you think of this? This was in the Buffalo News that the most deadly road in Western New York was the Boulevard. What do you think is the worst road to either drive on or be a pedestrian on in Western New York? And, you know, I'll add this because this is something that's always bothered me. What do you think of traffic circles? Because I'm not going to say traffic circles is what bothers me. It's people that don't understand traffic circles. What is what bothers me? If you are, and guys, if you've listened to me for the last 3 years, you've heard me say this numerous times. If you are driving through a traffic circle and there's nowhere in the circle that it says yield, you are not to yield. You are not the one who's supposed to stop. The people that are supposed to stop are the people that are trying to enter the traffic circle. Now, obviously, there are exceptions. You have places that have lights, they have yield signs. Well, follow the rules of the road. If you don't have a yield in your circle, keep on going. The worst traffic circle, I used to think the worst traffic circle were the double circles at Harlem and Kensington and Worley, but I have stand corrected. And someone put this on the text board. Thank you, Texter, for beating me to this. I think the worst traffic circle in Western New York might be the least traveled, but I think the worst traffic circle in Western New York is the one on the one right when you get on Grand Island. If you get off of that first exit, that circle getting into Grand Island is always a pain in the butt. And you know what? I'll just say a pain in the butt. I can't tell you the amount of accidents I've almost seen happen in that traffic circle. Now, luckily, I don't go to Grand Island a lot, but anytime I get off on that exit, so do the math here. Anytime you get off on that exit, I have almost seen an accident. And I'm not talking about my car. I'm talking about people that were already in the circle. So I would have to say I've been wrong all these years, because since they put those double traffic circles in, because I grew up in that area near Harlem, Kensington, and Worley, ever since they put those in, I thought those were the worst traffic circles in Western New York. And we have a lot in the city as well. But I would say the worst, or the one that I think gets people the most confused, or the one that gets the people the most off their course, would have to be the one when you first get on the exit on Grand Island. 803-0930, star 930. That's the phone number. That is the text board. And we got some good stuff here. I avoid South Park going to the fair and take exit 57. I don't like how it merges from 2 to 1 lane. Grand Island Bridge, I'm afraid of heights. Ooh. Downtown, so confusing. I've lived in South Buffalo my whole life. This person's lived in South Buffalo their whole life and avoided driving downtown. I know people like that. I know people who will not drive downtown. They'll either take an Uber, they'll take the train, they'll drive if I'm going down there, but they will not themselves drive downtown. And when I first started driving, obviously, I mean, downtown, ooh, first time I drove downtown, you don't know if it's a one-way. I get annoyed when you have people that don't know if it's a one-way going left. You can turn on red because the lane's just going, you know, the street's just going the one way. But a lot of people get confused with downtown traffic as well. I would say outside of Buffalo, one of the most confusing cities to drive through, and maybe that's because we live in Buffalo, and I love Buffalo. I love the people of Buffalo. We are not a big city. I think one of the most confusing cities to drive through that I'm sure a lot of people listening have driven through is downtown Pittsburgh. That's one that I get turned around a lot. You know, as much as I've been there many times, probably more than I've been to Grand Island. But I still get very confused when I try to drive downtown Pittsburgh. I'm not saying I can avoid it because I do like going to sporting events there. But I do find downtown Pittsburgh to be a bit confusing when you're trying to drive down there. 803-0930, star 930. I want to know from you, what do you avoid? And it can be just a type of roadway or something specific here in Western New York. Like I said, for me, it's transit. As someone just opened my eyes, you can take Harris Hill. I don't disagree with that. Yes, you can take Harris Hill. I know it, if you go around and over, you can get in the BJ side of that plaza. However, I still think that's just as long as if you sat in the traffic on transit. If I'm coming from Maine in transit and I shoot down Maine to go on Harris Hill, I mean, I'm going way out of my way to get back onto whatever that street is that Maple turns itself into to get into that plaza. Usually, if there's a street like that, like I said, Maple, Sheridan, if there's a street like that, I can take some kind of back road to either get there the same time as if there was no traffic or to get there even quicker. I don't think that option is there in the mess that is Transit Road. And that's one of the great things of having the shift that I usually have, because usually I'm here at 4:30 in the morning. Well, I can tell you that 4:30 in the morning, there is not one bad road in Western New York. Because I've come here from Orchard Park, and I've come here from Amherst, I've come here from Clarence. And let me tell you, transit is great in the morning. The thruway is great in the morning. It is great when you work at 4:30 and get out at 12. Because traffic, it's a little bit of an issue at 12, but it's not the issue that it is at 5. It's not the issue that it's going to be when I get out of here at 6. It's not the issue that it is when I came in this morning. So that is one good thing about being here at 4:30 is the road at 4 in the morning is pretty much wide open, and I rarely have any issues, you know, except for when they decide to tear apart the 290 and make us get off at Sheridan. And, you know, I only put in for 10 minutes to get into work, and it took me 15. You do the math. 803-0930, that is the number, is Beamer in for Bowerly. And we have some great texts. You guys are great. The city of Buffalo is one of the easiest cities to navigate in the country. Someone responding to the other texter. If you ever come to Grand Island again, take White Haven Road exit. It's 3 minutes to anywhere on the island. See, and that's something I don't think people know. Many people don't go to Grand, you know, our experience with Grand Island is we cut over Grand Island to get to the falls. But then when we have to do something on Grand Island, we are lost. We're all over the place. I usually get lost where all those nice houses are on the water. And then I get lost looking at the beautiful houses on the water and think, wow, it would be lovely to live here. But I think a lot of people in Western New York, if you don't live on Grand Island, you just know the 190 portion of Grand Island. You don't know anything else. That's how I am. And that's why I think I get so not turned around, but so confused at that traffic circle when trying to get off that exit where Tim Hortons is. That's the exit I'm talking about. Another texter says, they do not like to parallel park. They avoid it at all costs. That's how I used to be. Until I had a car with a backup cam, which I got in 2014, I only parallel parked once. And that was in my mom's Ford Explorer when I was taking my driving test. It's the only time I ever parallel parked. And I don't know, something came over me and got me to parallel that park so I passed my test. Because I never attempted that again until I had my backup cam, because I was so frightened. And as I said, when I drive, I don't get frightened easily when I drive. Parallel parking without a backup cam always, always got me. That is something that I tried to avoid as this texter said, at all costs. This person will avoid parallel parking. The city of Buffalo must be a big fan of this texter because they won't park on the street when it's free. They'll still pay for parking in a lot. 803-0930, star 930. I want to know what you avoid locally, what you avoid in general, and tell me your traffic horror stories. Tell me about a bad traffic horror story you have being stuck in traffic. Maybe this bad horror story is why you avoid the road you avoid when you're mapping out your trip around Western New York. 803-0930, star 930. That's the number. It's Beamer in for Bowerly. Back after a week off, and it is so great to be here with you, the amazing audience of WBEN. The text messages coming in are great. I appreciate the nice text messages at me, but also the text messages on the topic. We will go through those, and we'll go through your calls when we come back here on WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, well, well. Welcome back. Beamer in for Bowerly today, tomorrow, and Friday, which is... Hopefully, Tom rests his voice and is back here on Monday. But I have to say, as much as I love working in the morning, working with those guys in the morning, doing BMAZ and Beamer, it is so nice to be able to sleep in a little bit. You know, like, I know how after work today, we'll do a little dinner, and then I'm probably going to play 3 hours of Madden. You know? It was funny, on Friday... Now, you're probably thinking, Joe, you should have been worried, you know, thinking about your wedding, right? No. Friday morning, as everyone was getting things ready, I went and played online. Now, I don't know if the sad thing is that at 33 years old, 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm looking for opponents to play online. Or there were opponents online at 9 in the morning on Madden. But I played that, and this is what upsets me. And I know most of the people listening can't relate, and I apologize. We will get back to the topic, I promise. But nothing annoys me more than when you're sitting on Madden, right? Or any game. You're sitting on a game, and you're up, you know, I was up 14-0, and the opponent just quits the game. There is nothing more deflating. Like, I'm having some fun here. You know, there are times where I've been down 28-0, and I continue playing the game. I continue going, trying to, you know, I make a little goal for myself. All right, let's get a touchdown before halftime. This kid, I'm assuming it's a kid, it's 9 in the morning, this person quits the game in the first quarter, only down 2 scores. I didn't like it. I don't like the sportsmanship. And you know, I'm hoping that's not a sign of the younger generation. Because I will not have any of it, let me tell you that. All right, we are talking about avoiding roads around Western New York. And also talking about your traffic horror story. Now, I know Brian touched on this morning. But, you know, as for some reason, I always get pinned as the person who's this awful driver. Now, I would like to remind people, I have not gotten a traffic ticket in over 3 years. I have not gotten a traffic ticket since before Katie and I started dating, okay? So it's been a long time since I got a traffic ticket. So I would like to remind everyone that, but for some reason, I'm always the awful driver. Katie's matron of honor, in her speech on Saturday, alluded to me not being a good driver. Can you believe that? Now, former Joe Beamer, you know, Joe Beamer 10 years ago, okay, maybe 2012, 2013, Joe Beamer was a bad driver. I don't think I'm a bad driver anymore. But I always get the finger pointed at me when driving topics come up, and I thought this would be a good thing to talk about, your traffic horror stories. And I'm going to give you one. And we have some great ones on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board at 803-0930, including a former teacher of mine. And we will get to that text in just a minute. But as you know, my dad and I go down for most of the Virginia Tech home games. And a few years ago, they were tearing up the 90 after the first truck stop or the first the Angola truck stop. There it is. Sorry. First day back, guys. After the Angola truck stop, remember they had that all torn up and they were repaving it. So it was only down to one lane. All right. And we have a night of traveling in front of us and we are stuck at that road work for about an hour and a half. And let me tell you, someone, could you send the funny text at commercials, please? So, you know, an hour and a half, and we're talking about a 7.5 hour drive. So you factor in, okay, we'll leave it this time, get it that time. Well, when your planned time is midnight, 1:30, 2 o'clock is very different than midnight, you know, and you're sitting there and you have all your driving left. We're talking 40 minutes into the drive and you're sitting there and this traffic is not moving. It's not moving. 90 minutes. We didn't get to my dad's hometown outside of Blacksburg until 2 in the morning. And let me tell you, that is just, and it sucks for the whole drive down. Because as soon as you're out of that traffic jam, you have to hope for two things. One, you're not going to hit another traffic jam. You're not going to hit another situation like that. And two, you've now got to stay up 2 hours longer than you were planning to. So that is like the worst to be in. When you're on a long road trip, in the beginning of the road trip is when you hit the traffic incident. And, you know, we usually will hit heavy traffic outside of Pittsburgh. So you're sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, we got to get out of this because I usually plan for a 20, 30-minute stop outside of Pittsburgh. Luckily, that night, that didn't happen. 803-0930-star-930. This is from my former, my teacher back in middle school. Funny how this story keeps coming up. Now, you might remember, we talked about this teacher, gave me detention. Now, I had a lot of detentions, okay? It's good that I found radio because I probably wouldn't be able to hold a job down with as much as I talk out of turn. The good part about that is I get paid to talk out of turn. In middle school, you're not supposed to talk out of turn. I did it quite often. I ended up in detention quite often. This is after that detention that we talked about in November 2000. It took them 4 hours to get home to Hamburg. Now, this is from Amherst Middle School on King Street, okay? Took 4 hours to get to Hamburg, and I was one of the lucky ones who didn't get on the gridlock throughway at Cleveland Drive, would have been stuck all night. And we remember those stories from the blizzard of 2000. People being stuck on the throughway, school buses being stuck. I remember people walking from their car, just leaving it till the next day. That was for me because we had moved to Buffalo in 99. The blizzard of 2000 was what I remember, the first big snow event that I remember. And then you obviously had the surprise October storm in 2006, which I remember very vividly. And I'm sure people have some stories from that night. I was delivering pizzas for Lenovo on Main Street. It was my senior year of high school. And I had borrowed my dad's car that night. Something was wrong with mine, which I had my Altima at that point, but something must have been wrong with it. And I had my dad's car, and I somehow got that to break down at the intersection of Main and Forest. And so now, while everyone is trying to, you know, get home, be careful, because here's this freak snowstorm that popped out of nowhere, my dad and I are trying to get his car to start so we can get it literally half a mile down the street to the mechanic. And so you've got that going on. You've got people inching as it is. We finally get a jump to get this car to start. And it's one of those situations where, you know, the battery is slowly dying as you are driving it to the mechanic. We luckily got it in there. But to add everything to that that freak storm in 2006, we also had a broken down car to throw in and just had to throw it into the mechanics. Luckily, we were able to get there on one jump. We didn't have to keep, you know, slowing down traffic in the middle of Main Street and jumping the car. But it's funny, you know, everyone's got their October storm story. Mine is before it got really bad. I mean, that's just when we realized, hey, this snow is sticking. What is this? The car just would not start. And of course, I had an order in my back seat and had to get that into the pizzeria so that could get, well, they ended up having to remake it, obviously, because it was sitting in a cold car that couldn't turn on. But, you know, having to deal with that on top of getting the car to the mechanic, dealing with the October storm that, you know, closed school down for a week and a half, we would early find out the next day, at least in Amherst. We were the last school to open. And that's how it started for me. 803-0930, star 930. That is the phone number. That's the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. And that is the phone number to get on. It's Beamer in for Bowerly. We're talking about what roads do you avoid here in Western New York? What types of driving do you avoid? You know, maybe it's not a specific road here in Western New York, but maybe you just don't like highways. Maybe you don't like interstates. You know, maybe when you take a vacation, it's an extra 2 or 3 hours for you because you take Route 5 somewhere or you take 62 somewhere instead of taking 90 to 70 or 90 to 86. You know, you don't like being on that kind of environment. You like the more slow-paced travel. 803-0930. And what is your traffic horror story? Now, here in Western New York, we have snow, obviously, and I think a lot of horror stories are going to happen with snow. You know, my least favorite time to drive every year is that first snowfall we get in Western New York. That first snowfall where people act like they've never driven in snow before. It's like the first time their car had to deal with a little bit of ice. You know the day I'm talking about. It's never a bad snowstorm, except in 06. But it's the first time that snow, you know, sticks to the road. And people have acted like, oh my gosh, we haven't done this in decades. You know, after the short summer that we have here in Western New York, people forget to drive in wintry conditions. It's my least favorite day to get on the road. And I'm sure it's Alan Harris's least favorite day to do traffic. Because it seems like people just completely forget how to drive when snow starts falling. 803-0930. Mike is in Lancaster. Mike, good afternoon.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. What do you got for us?
So, funny thing is, I worked with you that night at Lenova delivering pizzas during the October storm. And I remember you had to bow out early because of your car.
That's right. It was stuck right in the middle of Maine and Forest.
That's right, yes. And I remember when we lost a driver, the rest of that night, you missed quite an ordeal. The rest of that night was extremely eerie, watching all the transformers explode. At one point, I was on a side street delivering a pizza and feeling fear for my life that branches were going to fall on me, waiting at the door for somebody to answer. It was amazing.
I remember, Mike, that was like one of the first times they let me deliver. And I remember having to get out of the car and brush snow off the street names because I had no idea. I didn't know my way around town yet. I had no idea what street was what. So I was taking, you know, an hour and a half doing deliveries because I had to keep on getting my snow brush and jumping up and getting the street sign cleaned off.
Oh, trust me, Joe. We remember how long you took on deliveries. Believe me.
Mike, thanks for the call, man. That's Mike in Lancaster opening a line for you here on News Radio 930 WBEN. So good to be with you here on a Wednesday. As I said, I'll be here for the rest of the week. I hope you will be too. I forgot. I had a funny story that I was thinking when I was telling the weather, but now I've completely forgotten it. But I do remember that. So I was, you know, when I started at Lenova, I made pizzas in the kitchen. That was, you know, that was my job. And you can ask anyone that's worked there, was not that good at it. And then I got my license and my own car, and they moved me slowly to be a driver. Well, the day of the October storm in 06 was like one of the first days I had been driving. And this is before, you know, there was GPS on your cell phone. And, you know, I knew how to get to my parents' house, to school, to the arena, to the stadium, but that's about it. I didn't know my way around town. So here I am with a snow brush jumping up to clean off the street signs because the snow was starting to accumulate on the street signs, and I had no idea where I was. So on top of, you know, the snow falling, I also did not know my way around Amherst and East Amherst. Now, that changed, and I was very thankful for that job because I know my way around Amherst, Clarence, East Amherst, all that very well now because of that job. It's just like when I was doing Uber Eats in Orchard Park for a little extra money saving up for the wedding. I know my way around the South Towns a lot better now thanks to that job. It's kind of nice to have a job that leaves you a little more knowledgeable of the area. Someone put here on the text board, you got stuck in your own driveway last year. Yeah, that's, you guys don't forget anything, do you? You know, I almost forgot about that. I was in for the morning show that day, and I was told, just take a straight line out. Take a straight line out. And of course, you know, I was like, nah, I'm just going to do this. So I'm, you know, angled when I get off the street and almost late to work. Another traffic horror story. Every single day out here in Westbury, Long Island, every day there are cars flipped over or box trucks smashing into overpasses, creating hour-long backups, taking an hour and a half hours to drive 15 miles. The worst. Kevin texted that in. 803-0930, star 930. Those are the numbers here. We're taking your traffic horror stories. Also, what kind of driving do you avoid and why? I'm always fascinated when I get in the car with people to see how they go to the same place I go, right? Say, you know, to a place I've driven to a number of times, but how they take a different route. I'm always amazed by that, and I'd like to know what those reasonings are. Why do you avoid certain places when it comes to driving around Western New York? I'd like to hear from you at 803-0930. That's the phone number. That's the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. It is Beamer in for Bowerly, and we're back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.